The Sound of Young America is supported in part by Ask Metafilter. Thousands of life's little questions answered online at ask.metafilter.com. Field Notes brand, makers of American memo books and more. Now featuring county fair editions, one for each state in the United States of America. Field Notes brand. I'm not writing it down to remember it later. I'm writing it down to remember it now. FieldNotesBrand.com. And by Smith Micro Software, makers of Stuff It Deluxe, designed to move files simply and securely wherever customers want them to go, for Mac and PC. Online at StuffIt.com. You know, The Sound of Young America is a fun show. At least I like to think of it that way. But from time to time, we like to get some very, very, very serious moral instruction from our friends in the folk duo God's Pottery. They're probably best known for performing in comedy clubs and on the NBC television show Last Comic Standing. Gosh, I don't know why, because they are very serious and are here to give us very serious moral advice. Gideon Lamb, Jeremiah Smallchild, welcome back to The Sound of Young America.
Hello, Jesse.
And hello, America and
hello,
the youth.
Listeners.
All right.
Young listeners. Welcome.
It's great to have you.
Well, you know, we do like to take on a lot of issues, Jesse, as you and your listeners may know. And today we thought we would talk a little bit about drugs and alcohol.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to take on a really serious one here. And Jesse, we're just going to start off by giving you a little multiple choice question. You ready for this?
You're kidding me. Nobody told me there was going to be a test.
I'm sorry. We're going to put you on the spot right now.
Here you go.
All right. Okay. I'll ask the question. Jeremiah, you want to give them the possible answers.
Sure.
Which is worse, drugs or alcohol?
Is it A, drugs, B, alcohol, C, neither, D, ask an adult?
Wow, this is tough, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess A, drugs is worse than B, alcohol. Is that right?
Oh, wrong.
No, that is wrong.
Wrong.
No,
wrong.
The answer is actually C, neither.
Yeah.
Although it's a kind of complicated answer.
Yeah, now we're going to shed a little light on this for you, okay? See, it's a tie, okay? And it's not that they're the same thing. You see that? Most teens are not aware of this, but alcohol is actually a drug.
In liquid form.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, now that you know that, okay, A, drugs would actually be the best answer. So, it was kind of a good...
Well, because alcohol falls within the category of drugs.
Right. And so you didn't... But you didn't know that when you guessed. So that's why it was wrong, but it's actually correct.
Yeah.
Let's run through real quick a couple of things that I think are true about drugs and alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You tell me whether they actually are or aren't.
Okay.
First of all drugs are bad, right?
That is a common mistake, Jesse. That is actually a myth. The fact is that only most drugs are bad. Now, some drugs are okay. You've got your aspirin, your niacin, and then you've got those drugs that we all share without realizing it, like laughter and hugs and smiling, as we talked about a moment ago.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about some of the most popular drugs that are out there. I'm not going to use their street names. You guys know that kind of stuff because you're working with youth. I'm obviously here in my ivory tower. Let's run down a few of them. Mm-hmm. First of all, marijuana. That's something that kids use, right?
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, yeah, it is.
It's something that a lot of kids use, the ones that are laughing a lot.
Yeah.
Except, you know what? They're crying on the inside.
Yeah.
That's not real laughter.
And for the kids out there that don't know what marijuana is, you probably know it by some of its street names.
Sure. Chronic pain.
Sure. Green butts, blat,
electric moss.
The coughing wizard. These are just the terms the kids use to make it sound cool. But
still marijuana.
Oh, boy. You can spot the marijuana users, kids, if you want to keep an eye out for them. They're wearing the jean jackets with a Rock Band scarf sewn on the back, probably.
I'm always careful to listen to what my senators are telling me. And something I've heard a lot lately is that crystal meth is a big problem. Now, that doesn't sound like a problem to me. I don't know what it is. But what's the story with crystal meth?
Well, it is everywhere these days, Jesse. And one of the big dangers is, you know, just about anybody can make it. You know, if you've got a toaster oven and a zipper and
some cinnamon gum,
whatever,
you
can make it with the household products.
Yeah. But it's very dangerous. Its full name is crystal methamphetamine potion. So it is a potion It is dark magic. We should make that perfectly clear.
Mm-hmm.
It's used by everyone. You got your soccer moms, your jazz musicians, auctioneers.
Yeah. Why do you think they talk so fast?
Yeah.
They're high on crystal methamphetamine potion, and they can't slow down until they finally croak.
Or make the sale.
Yeah.
The drug that so many people, including myself until just recently, don't even realize is a drug is alcohol. It comes in even
liquid form,
flavor
extracts, liquid drugs.
Mint or vanilla. I found it in. What's going on with alcohol in the world of teens?
Well, you're right about that. In fact, we have a personal story about our friend Steve Schlitzky,
who
liked to get into that stuff.
Yeah,
look at him now.
Steve was going to grow up to be a man, but he ended up being a cautionary tale. Yeah. We went to high school with him, and I'll tell you what he did. He realized that you can take lemon extract, which you can find in any store, and you can drink it just like a shot of whiskey.
You could go to the store right now, buy some, underage, go home and drink it.
You could
teens
do that. Right now could go and buy
you
some of this lemon extract
this.
And go get drunk. You don't need a fake ID. You don't need a parent's help. So
we're telling
please
you don't
do that.
You see?
Do not do that. Because I'll tell you what, Steve Schlitzky did that, and he lost two friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's me and Jeremiah.
Yeah.
You guys are lecturers, counselors. You're also entertainers. And
we are.
If what my producer is telling me is correct, you've actually brought a song to us today that will help people learn how not to become a cautionary tale.
Yeah, it's
That's
true.
Right.
It's true we have. And you know what? I think it's time to come clean because the truth is we like to have a drink every now and again.
Oh, yeah. Every Sunday.
You get that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but we have some advice here because we also have a motto, and that motto is too much of anything is too much.
Yeah. And we'd like to show you another way to get loaded.
Yeah, that's right.
Just tap on into the keg of Christ.
Yeah. We're going to sing a song about this keg, and the thing about the keg of Christ, it never runs out, and it doesn't have any of those foam issues of your traditional keg. So sit back and enjoy the song.
This song is called Jesus, I Need a Drink. And sometimes life gets rough. You might be having some trouble at work. Or maybe you got into a traffic problem and a taxi driver called you a jerk.
Hey, pal.
Your fountain pen leaked on your presentation and there's curly hair all over the sink.
Oh, no.
So you head on over to the liquor cabinet saying, Jesus, I need a drink. Well, that's when you gotta remember that there's someone looking out for you. He's a great person to talk with, and he's got a great father, too. So get on up on the wagon. You don't need your whiskey and wine. Have a drink of Jesus. There's 12 steps in the communion line. It's a solid program. Your tithe is the only price. It takes just a sip of Eucharist blood to get stupid drunk on Christ. Sometimes life gets tough and you're feeling all alone. And all you want to do is call your mother on the phone. You took your red pants to the cleaners and they came back all faded and pink.
Darn.
So you belly up to the local tavern saying, Jesus, I need a drink. Well, that's when you gotta remember that there's someone looking out for you. He's a great person to talk with, and he's got a great father, too.
Hey!
Get on up on the wagon. You don't need your whiskey and wine. Have a drink of Jesus. There's 12 steps on the communion line. So reaffirm your love for Christ by drinking a drop of his blood. Get your high from Jesus and not from a long neck bud. So when the shitstorm is raging,
only used for emphasis,
and you're watching your bank account shrink, just lock up the liquor cabinet and say, Jesus, I need a drink.
Gideon Lamb and Jeremiah Smallchild.
Reaffirm your love for Christ by drinking a drop of his blood. Drink till you're full and then puke and rally, 'cause Jesus tastes better than Bud.
We're drinking Jaeger with Yahweh. It's free if you know the price. We're doing beer bongs of the Savior's blood and eating Jello shots of the Christ. So get on up on the wagon, drop your bottle and get on board. We're going on a bender with Jesus and getting falling down drunk on the Lord. We're going on a bender with Jesus and getting falling down drunk on the Lord. We're going on a bender with Jesus and getting falling down drunk on the Lord.
Hey, all right.
It's over now.
Thanks. Sorry. Okay.
Oh, no problem. That's okay.
Gideon Lamb and Jeremiah Smallchild are God's pottery. They're the authors of What Would God's Pottery Do? You can find them online at godspottery.com. The Sound of Young America is supported in part by Ask Metafilter. Thousands of life's little questions answered online at ask.metafilter.com. Field Notes Brand, makers of American memo books and more. Now featuring county fair editions, one for each state in the United States of America. Field Notes Brand. I'm not writing it down to remember it later. I'm writing it down to remember it now. FieldNotesBrand.com. And by Smith Micro Software, makers of Stuff It Deluxe, designed to move files simply and securely wherever customers want them to go, for Mac and PC. Online at StuffIt.com.